This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The statewide turquoise alert system in Arizona, initially touted as a way to swiftly spread information about indigenous people who've gone missing, was enacted earlier this month. But as KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, the first ever alert helped safely locate a girl from Hawaii.
We are here because the crisis of missing and murdered indigenous people demands our full attention and collaboration. It demands action and it demands solutions.
Governor Katie Hobbs hailed the turquoise alert back in May as a bipartisan way to address this issue in Arizona. The system went into effect on July 1st, and the first was 6-year-old Violet Coltus, who was identified as white. She was last seen at Sky Harbor Airport on July 12th. The State Department of Public Safety issued an alert nearly 2 weeks later, around 7 p.m. Wednesday, within 24 hours of being notified by Hawaii police, according to Kelsey Camiso, the DPS alerts coordinator.
Immediately after that alert went out, on our end, DPS, our OPCOM, our dispatch was receiving multiple calls.
As many as 30, and over the next 6 hours, Cottonwood police located the missing child at a woman's shelter with help from the FBI early Thursday morning. But some expressed confusion about the girl's native identity, and Camiso said that's because the turquoise alert had many iterations at the Capitol.
They decided to broaden that scope. That was done on the legislative end to include all members of our community.
Still, the state agency expects to issue no more than 30 alerts in any given year. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
Human trafficking continues to be a problem in New Mexico. The National Human Trafficking Hotline had 350 reports from the state in 2021, the most recent data available. It's an issue that also intersects with the 193 missing and murdered indigenous people. Jeanette Didios reports two organizations spoke with state lawmakers about how they could help.
Four Corners Canine Search and Rescue uses canine rescue dogs to search for missing persons on Native American tribal land, while Truckers Against Trafficking offers courses to truckers to keep them informed of potential trafficking signs. They recently spoke to the Legislative Indian Affairs Interim Committee. Executive Director of Four Corners, Bernadine Bial, who is Diné, was part of a state response team before starting her own nonprofit in 2022. Bial says working on tribal lands has been more challenging.
When we were part of the state rescue team, we had more finds and more successes, meaning we found people alive because we were called faster in those situations when someone went missing through the state. But now that we're on tribal lands, I don't get those calls fast enough. We're getting them too late. We're getting them days, months, even years later.
Bial says her organization relies on volunteers and raises its own money. She's working with Truckers Against Trafficking, which plans to expand its outreach next year. Both groups told lawmakers they would like to see support from the state. Representative Patricia Roybal Caballero applauded the efforts.
This is why we need to change the anti-donation laws in our state, because this is one of those areas that is so incredibly important and it's saving lives directly.
The state's anti-donation clause prohibits state and local governments from giving funds to individuals or entities, including nonprofits.
No one really talks about it, and it's an area we do need to bring to light more, especially in our Four Corners areas.
For National Native News, I'm Jeanette Didios.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Minutes from downtown Anchorage, the Alaska Native Heritage Center is more than a museum. It's where Alaska Native traditions, languages, and arts come alive. There's always something new at the Alaska Native Heritage Center who support this show. More at alaskanative.net.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.